Your tour has just been canceled.
I thought you were working late tonight.
I did.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that I did all the dishes, and I put your dinner in the oven so it'd be nice and warm for you when you got home from a long, hard day at the paper.
I did the dishes, and I put your dinner in the oven.
Yeah, well, who told you to do it?
Thank you, Carol. Is your dad in the kitchen?
No, he's gone. Left me in charge.
Where is he?
He's at Ben's school at the Mother's Club meeting.
Tonight?
I know, it sounds a little shaky to me, too, Mom.
I'm so busy with the story, the meeting completely slipped my mind.
So you believe him?
Of course. Why shouldn't I?
Well, you know, even a little busy with the paper, and a man can't get to feel a little lonely after
that. Michael Aaron Seaver, what are you suggesting?
That a man who leaves his home with 24 homemade fudge surprise brownies is up to no good.
Hi, Benny.
Hi.
How's my favorite 10-year-old on the planet?
I'm good.
It's nice to see you doing your homework, but isn't it past your bedtime?
Yeah. I was waiting up for you.
Well, why don't you stay up a few more minutes and keep me company while I eat?
Great. Look what I made in art class.
Wow. How stylish.
Yeah, if I'd happen to eat that stuff, it wouldn't hurt me.
They know you, Ben.
So, do you have a picture I can put in it?
You want my picture?
Oh, yeah.
Gee, Benjamin, this is quite an honor.
And practical, too.
Practical?
Sure. I figure with your picture, I won't miss you so much, even when you work late. So, how was your day?
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end.
We're nowhere near the best is ready to begin.
Oh, 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 as long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby. You and me,
we gotta be
the luckiest dreamers we ever could dream it. As long as we keep on giving, we can take anything that comes our way. Baby, rain or shine, all the time, we got each other, sharing the laughter and love.
Sorry I'm late.
I trust that the mothers at the Mothers Club enjoyed my fudge surprise brownie recipe.
Yes, they did.
Good.
Well, the meeting kind of bogged down, though. When we got to the plans for the school carnival, Myrtle DeForest said we're going to have to drop the dart booth this year because it's just altogether too violent. Well, that's Judy Jones' thing. So she said, over my dead body. And Myrtle said, that sounds fine to me. Well, Judy freaks then. And she leaps over to this, grabs Myrtle by the throat, starts to drop her right, throws her down the ramp. 2, 3, we're pulling bodies apart. There's face everywhere. I'm just kidding.
I knew that? Did you think I didn't know that?
Hey, am I off base here, or are you a little tense?
What makes you think I'm tense?
Well, you're soaking, and you never prune out like this unless there's tension.
Well, if you know me so well, Jason, why didn't you let me know that I was failing as a mother?
Is that the darn doorbell?
Aren't you going to tell me that I'm not failing as a mother?
Of course, Maggie, you're not failing as a mother.
Don't patronize me.
Did you get fired today or something?
No. At work, everybody loves me.
Well, before I turn in, I think I'll go buff the Volvo.
At home, on the other hand, little Ben has to carry a picture of me to remember what I look like.
Maggie, Ben carries pictures of Rambo.
I totally forgot about the Mother's Club meeting.
Do you want a massage?
And then I find this. Read this.
I'm gonna have to help me here, Meg.
It's a letter from the Wendell Willkie Elementary School Mothers Club, and the first line says, "Fellow mothers." And it's addressed to you. An official body of the Long Island school system recognizes you as Ben's mother.
They know Meg, you're just a bunch of women. It's a joke, come on. Laughter is the best way of releasing tension naturally. Come on, try it. Okay, we'll get serious for a minute then. Maggie, if you don't lighten up, I'm going to have to shoot you.
Is that the best you can do?
Well, without a rubber chicken, yeah.
Jason, I expected some sound advice, like, Maggie, put your feelings of failure to work. Do something. Spend more time with Ben. Volunteer for his carnival so he knows that I care. Why not? That is a great idea. It's so good. It's so simple. Oh, Jason, why didn't I think of it?
You're welcome.
Showing off. I just felt like killing 6 hours and whipping up a batch of baklava.
You.
Jason.
Hi.
Hello. You remember my wife?
Oh, of course, Annie.
Hi, Annie.
No, I'm Gail.
Hi. Maggie.
No, Myrtle.
Girls, girls, let's grab our seats.
Okay, we have a lot of carnival business to discuss before we can get to those luscious, succulent, very tantalizing desserts. Some of which are still warm. So, any old business? Yes, Gracie?
I just wanted to tell Jason that I tried his rump roast marinade recipe and my whole family just adored it.
Oh, good. Well, you want to have some real excitement next time, try soaking your rump for 2 full days.
Okay, any new business? First of all, I think... Yes?
Hello, I'm Maggie Seaver, and I'm the other Seaver mother. And I just wanted to say that I'd be happy to volunteer to help out at Saturday's carnival.
Oh!
Bravo!
And I know I'm a little late, but since this is to raise money for our kids' school, I know how important it is. Anything I can do to help.
Oh, that is the Wendell Willkie spirit. Come on, ladies. Oh, Maggie Seaver, you come on now. Oh, you need to get with Gracie Thornton. She's our carnival chairman. Chairperson. Yes, Gracie?
I would just like to move that I be replaced as carnival chairperson by Maggie Seaver.
Oh, wow. I second that motion.
No, see, I
really... All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Sorry, aye.
Opposed.
No.
A motion carried. Maggie Seaver is the new carnival chairperson. Okay, with no other business before me, this meeting is adjourned. Let's eat.
Oh, wait a minute.
Why?
I don't know anything about being a carnival chairman.
Chairperson.
It's really very simple.
I thought you wanted to help.
Yes, I do, but look, is there anyone on the carnival committee that's done this before?
Carnival committee? What a wonderful idea.
Judy, I move we let Maggie off the hook.
Oh, I second the motion.
Wait a minute. How many of you have volunteered to work on the carnival? Well, with this attitude, I'm surprised somebody hasn't moved to cancel the whole carnival.
I second that motion.
Hold it. So this means that we're all too busy to help the children, is that it? Well, look, I'm busy too, but I am going to make the time. What do you all have to do that's so important? The cooking? The laundry? The housekeeping?
I'm arguing a case before the state Supreme Court.
Okay. But what about the rest of us?
I'll volunteer.
And this is a very busy man.
Yes, you know I'm a psychiatrist. I could spend up to 8 hours a day on my anal retentives alone.
Aren't we all forgetting what's important here? The children. They're why we're here. Are we really all going to sit here and let our kids down just when they need us the most?
I volunteer.
There you go.
Me too.
Great.
I'll volunteer.
Wonderful.
I volunteer.
Oh, the heck with my client. Let him fry.
Keep stirring, Carol. This chili's gonna bring Ben's school a dollar a bowl.
You can raise a lot more by giving this stuff away and charging $10 for antacid tablets.
Hi! Wow, what neat stuff!
Oh, don't touch those, Ben. Those are grab bag prizes for your carnival.
Ah, this isn't a gift from God.
Whoa!
A huge bubble is forming.
Maggie, come and see this.
Mike, tell your dad I'm busy.
Busy, Dad. She's lancing a grease pocket.
Ben, step back.
Ben, I told you those were prizes.
Charlie Bubba's donated to the auction.
We'll put it by the auction box.
Who's gonna buy a statue with the arms busted off?
Ben, you're a real aficionado.
Take that back.
Ben, no arguments. I have a lot to do to get ready for your carnival.
But Mom, she called me a fish.
Ben, I said no arguments. Now we're doing all this for you. If you can't help, you can at least stay out of the way.
Yeah, we're working here.
The chili just burnt.
Oh, that means it's ready. Wonderful. And we have a huge crowd gathering outside, so we're either going to have a festival or a riot.
Well, I've got the 220 split up. I've got the 110 all fired up and ready to go. Sounds like I know what I'm doing, doesn't it? All right, Earl, hit it!
Oh,
Jason! Oh. Well, just be thankful I'm not running a nuclear power plant. Just a short somewhere. I'll take care of it.
Okay, everybody ready?
Kissing booth ready.
Poker booth ready.
Dart booth ready.
Cotton candy booth ready.
Do I have to wear this hat?
Face painting booth ready.
Oh, good work, Clarabelle. Okay, what about the auction booth?
Oh, I'm running that. Okay, auction booth ready. I need help with my whatchamacallit booth.
I could use some male lips in my booth.
All right, hit it again, Earl. Oh,
Jason, if you're through, we need some help in the booth.
Over here, Jason.
Oh, Jason, help me.
What to do, what to do? Well, it's time I lend my lips to charity.
You would have to pick her, huh?
I'll help Judy if that'll make you happy.
Very. Earl, would you help Myrtle, please?
Oh.
Maggie, may I say in the calm before the storm that, well, you're an inspiration to all the other mothers. Balancing a career, kids, this carnival. Oh, what a gal. It is so wonderful to meet someone at life's banquet who is always able to dish up another helping. It's the most wonderful thing I've ever seen.
Look at them. They think they're doing all this for us.
Yep.
And they're really doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
Latent self-aggrandizement.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Which mother's yours?
The one who looks like Marianne from Gilligan's Island. Which one's yours?
The one who's ignoring me. She wouldn't even let me run the dart booth just because she said I'm so unpredictable. Which one was Marianne?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now if there's a smile
good health, sir.
Well, that's our last animal item. What do we have left, Gail? Oh, somebody donated a little play cameo with my picture in it. Let's start. No, my picture. Where did this come from, Gail?
It was in the box.
Ben.
A buck.
Just a minute.
$2.
Ho!
I can't sell this.
$2.50.
Ho! $5.
This is not for sale.
$10.
Ho! $12.
$15.
Ho! $16.
$17.
Ho! $20.
Hey.
Ho! $25.
Maggie.
$30.
Stop.
$35. Going once, going twice, sold. Gail, can you take over for a minute, please?
All righty, Eddie, Eddie. So what's my opening bid for a gross of size 38 double deepers here?
$1,000.
Okay, judgment day, fifth and final card. The seven from heaven, whoa, three of a kind. A 10, lousy luck, ride the garbage truck. And a Jake, what's that make? 2 pair, life's not fair. And an ace for the ace. Another full boat, dealer wins again. And on behalf of all the little children, we thank you.
Mike, have you seen Ben?
Yeah, he came by and gave me all his tickets.
Why would he do that?
Well, very little of what Ben does makes sense.
Well, I'd better turn to Carol.
Yeah, good idea. She's just as weird as he is.
Well, look at it this way. If you can't eat it, you could strip your furniture with it.
Carol, has Ben been around here?
Just for a second. Same as everybody else, Mom. Smell this stuff.
Did he say anything?
Well, he asked my house key.
Did he say why?
He may have. You know, I think this chili is affecting my hearing, too.
Jason!
Not now, honey. I'm a little...
So what did you want?
Honey, did Ben say anything to you about going home?
No.
Well, he did. He gave Mike his tickets and got Carol's key.
That doesn't make any sense. He wouldn't miss his own carnival.
Jason, I'm talking to you.
I'm listening.
Look at this. His cameo that he made for my picture, I found it in the auction box.
Well, you know, maybe that's just his way of telling you something.
But what?
Well, I don't know, honey. You gotta think that kids have different ways they try to communicate. They... You just have to explore every possible way with Maggie.
Maggie? Quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set them up, Joe. I got a little story.
Benjamin Seeger.
Mom, where have you been?
At your carnival, Ben, till I found out you'd left without even a word.
You were busy.
Benny, I am never too busy for you.
Mom, I left hours ago. And you show up now?
So you wanted to worry me?
I wanted something.
Is that why you got rid of this?
I was wondering where that went.
Well, I found it in the auction box.
How'd it get there?
So you wanted me to find it and come running home?
No, I wanted you to miss me and come running home.
Ben, there were 300 people there.
Yeah, but only one who's your most favorite 10-year-old on the planet.
Honey, why do you think I volunteered?
I don't know. I didn't know anything except you were a really great mom before that stupid carnival.
Oh, Ben, I didn't do any of this for myself. And the only one I cared about was you. See, I'm not the kind of person to get so wrapped up in what I'm doing that I'd forget about... you. Oh, holy Toledo.
Huh?
Oh, Ben, I owe you an apology. Talk about me being a jerk.
I didn't say that.
No, I did.
Oh.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I couldn't see the forest for the trees.
What trees?
The Dan, I thought that you thought my work was more important to me than you. But what I thought you thought, you never thought, and what you thought, I never thought.
What were we thinking?
Make it one for my baby and one more for you.
Serve.
This next one will be
38. Okay, now, carnival's almost over, folks. We don't want you to go home with any coupons in your pocket, so you can help out over here and sink a shrink for charity.
Well, hey, Judy, I'm out of here. Judy, you're going to have to find another sinky.
Come on, you remember, this is all for a very good cause.
I know that. You what? You want to take my place? Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, for just $1, maybe just 7 cents, 50 cents, I'll loan you a dollar. Step right up here. My money is your shot. Go ahead and dunk a punk. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, go for it.
May I try on this sister?
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Mike Carroll and Ben are dumbfounded when a school assignment uncovers a major family secret. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Kevin dreams of being a rock star are somewhat jaded once he joins a band.